This is a HeadGum Original.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
No news is faux news.
No. I guess we should get this out of the way too. He's not here, but it is Amir's birthday. Let's move on.
Nice.
Micah, what's new with you? Are you excited? You told me that you're taking an all-inclusive trip to Jamaica.
Yeah, it's true.
And are you excited about that? Or
pumped, yeah.
First weekend in February?
It's, no, not the first one.
Okay, second?
It's a later weekend in February that I'll
be
there.
But is it second? Or let's nail it down.
How do you need to know this?
Can I ask what all-inclusive means?
Everything is paid for.
Right.
Up front.
You, Soldier Boy, tell him. What's wrong?
You said I was a nothing man
with no plans and nowhere to be and no one to see. You said that I didn't affect things.
Yeah, that was pre-show. That was off mic. And that was just sort of getting to like a zone.
Yeah, it was on mic though. Like I heard it and it
was
hurt
on fleek.
Me.
Yeah.
No, I didn't say that. I said it was on me at my expense and it hurt.
And it made ennui, basically sadness.
Right, yes. Yeah. And then you said, let's get the energy up.
Everybody, oh. Everybody, yeah. Let's get into it. Yeah. Get stoked. Come on. Get it started. Come on. Get it started. Yeah. Get it started. Let's get it started. Ha. Let's ha. Get it started in here.
Grace, you're coming
what's
at
up?
Us. What's that?
I said, what's up?
You're yelling into the mic, which you're going to have to fix later.
I know. I'm recording fine.
Yeah. You're worried about us.
Don't give her any notes.
Why would it?
I'm just worried about
the
mixing.
Responsible for the mixing. So
for the mixing, especially the levels, especially like how good it sounds. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm just a little worried about, who is writing.
Well, why would you be? Because it's sort of like, this is my job.
Sure. Right. I just.
So I guess just do yours.
When you go to, but when you go to a restaurant, you're not like at peace or ease that the chef's gonna cook your steak just so. You're like sort of micromanaging every step of the process. You're saying like, did you take it out of the fridge for 30 minutes before you started putting it on the sear and just making sure with the waiter, what's that?
That you're a bad customer. The customer is always right, but you're sort of putting that to the limit.
Yeah.
How do you like your steak?
Medium rare. And I thank you not to bring it up again. Been getting into tartare recently. Steak
beef?
Or other... Grace, you edit...
Salmon.
Grace, you produce these episodes every week, right?
Tuna.
Yeah.
Am I crazy for thinking that Amir doesn't know how to conversate?
Now... See, I've been editing the as yet unreleased episode from last week.
Sure.
And you two got into it.
Okay.
About the context of the word rapping.
Yeah.
Rapping.
And I'm only bringing this up because I just listened to it today. I understand that for you it probably happened 2 weeks ago.
This was this week or something.
Oh, you talked about you doing your Yo-Yo Tricks.
Sure,
yeah.
You're invited to the talent show.
That's awesome.
And you'd already rapped.
Right.
And I thought, they're not talking about Jeffrey rapping at this talent show.
Okay.
And then it turned out that, admittedly, I said that as a joke, yeah. Much to your, you were quite upset. Not, yeah. Sorry.
I was?
Like he meant like he rapped, yeah. Like, oh, we rapped shooting with a W.
Yeah.
And it sounded like he was rapping like right. Hip-hop, hip-hop, and you don't stop style rapping.
Yeah.
That's not what I assumed.
No, yeah, me neither.
But it's an option.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, just to say that there might be people out there who don't automatically think when they hear the word rapped that things are done. Rapping.
So you're saying I didn't know how to conversate, that I didn't give enough context to the audience.
I've just given an example of like sometimes, you know, you can only see things how you see it. So you it's kind of like an unreliable narrator. I'm just giving you the counterpoint of like maybe there's fault on both sides here.
So you it's think not this
it's so, like yeah. It's like saying, oh, that person doesn't know how to play tennis, the person opposite me on the court, but it's like, but what are you serving?
Exactly. It takes two to tango in a way.
Well, three.
Right, obviously. The partner maybe. And then the instructor.
And Matthew Perry.
Yeah.
So far I've been called a nothing man. I've been told
the episode.
That I don't know where to go at any certain time, that I'm always going to be late, that I'm not good to be around. I've been told that I don't know how to conversate. I've been told that I don't know how to see things from any perspective other than my own.
You're reading a lot into what I said. You're taking things very personally. I made a series of neutral statements.
I don't know if I'm taking anything personal that other people wouldn't also take personal if they were spoken to in the same exact fashion.
But you asked, you invited the questions. So it's
for positive reinforcement and constructive criticism. Feedback in any way.
I will say, I was thinking, I was, you know, the last time I came on, I was upset because you started before you said headphones on and then started recording and I was didn't have time to sort my hair out. Now you can see the effort that went into it, the difference it makes when I have time to prepare.
That is made
But I thought,
too.
You know what?
Yeah,
I'm going to be
bleach
kind
sheets.
Of a little, I'm noticing this like uneven.
Yeah, that's
I wasn't going to say anything, but yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, you don't need to look at my sheets.
And that pillow sort of matches my shirt.
Yeah. Blue towel draped over a makeup chair that looks like you got it from an athletic club.
IKEA. Try the IKEA bargain bin. Or if they call it there, this...
Grace hated that.
I will sue you if you damage my precious ears. They pay the bills.
Yeah, I got worried because that one episode that I didn't mix, or sorry, that I did mix, people said that the sound effects were really loud. They weren't mixed louder than they are on this show, and everybody seems fine. And people were like, I'm going to sue you because I almost got in a car accident.
I just said that.
What's that?
I just said I was going to sue you.
Because you almost got in a car accident.
It's like you're only retaining things that you heard recently. Sorry, yeah. I was saying... I did intend to come on and be nicer and be more supportive.
But it's hard. Like, it's hard.
It's hard, yeah. Because, like, really Amir says this shit, and then Amir starts the whole episode, really.
It's just, we're treated with such vitriol right off the bat. And it's like, unless
vitriol.
You combat it with anger.
Before the show even started, you said, I didn't have plans.
I really don't think you do. Like, I'm sorry. What do you want me to, if you want me to be somebody else, I'll
That's
figure
what
that
I'm
out.
Saying also. Do you guys want me to be on time and jovial?
Yeah. You're on time.
Do you guys want me to show up open to conversation?
Sure, that'd be great. You're the host.
Okay. But when I go to a restaurant and I order my food,
yeah,
I'm like... not open and jovial to the chef.
Yeah, you're.
He's
it seems
providing
like you're
a
bad
service.
Customer.
Yes, I'm God's favorite customer. Oh,
sorry. I wanted to do it on camera because you rarely get to see that. Usually, people are like hiding it or like covering their mouth, you know. But I'm alone in this room, and I wanted to just fucking full throttle, whole hog, see what it looks like when I sneeze. So I'll review the tape at the end.
Yeah. I believe.
Of course. Of course. Bleep all of that.
What
it
do you
has
mean?
To be bleeped. It has to be
what
blurred.
What do you mean?
You can't disclose private information on the pod, whether it's where things are happening, where people live.
Yeah.
It's all just creating further work and a potential for one day messing up irreparably so.
Sure.
Like
I've done that already.
Bleep away from.
I already have forgotten the bleep stuff. I think I
forever
accidentally doxed Riley's email address. I think at one point that I gave away.
One. Yeah, that's such a small one compared to what you're about to bleep.
Sure.
Don't you think?
Well, because it's, you know.
Yeah.
The more the merrier.
No, the opposite.
Okay.
Closed.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now Grace is yawning.
And I will have the fish.
Not included.
And I will have the fish.
I thought you were
in
steak.
Day.
Oh.
What's that?
You've been eating steak. You like tartare.
I have been I've been partaring. Partaking.
That sounds tartar. Okay.
Partarking. In tartar. From time to tar.
Where are you getting your tartar? You think you could Postmates beef tartar?
I don't think so.
You don't think a restaurant that has beef tartar? Would just put it in a fucking styrofoam and
tartar is anything raw though. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so I like they do sushi.
Yeah. So, well, you know, yeah, tuna tartar, steak tartar, like what you're saying, salmon tartar. You rarely see like an apple tartar, but when you bite into a Honeycrisp, that is what you're having. Does that make sense?
No.
You mean applesauce?
Sure, applesauce, because it's technically still raw, but I meant truly a full fruit.
Yeah.
When you're tearing apart
totally
a different. Fucking clementine, right? Yoast or otherwise. That is tartar.
I recently found out, or learned, I should say, how fucked up faux gras is. Foie gras?
Yeah, like what is it? They horse, like take a pig and they spank duck. It over their knee?
No,
and
it's unrelated to
that. I thought it was like a tender thing.
It's like a
you
force
basically take
a
the tenderloin and then you spank it over
explodes.
Your own tenderloin. Yeah,
they basically have to torture a bird for
that's
you to
true.
Eat their liver.
Yeah, but it's
how
cod, I thought. Is it
be?
Not?
No, you're just guessing wrong and not listening to anything I'm saying.
Because when you go to a restaurant... And you order
yeah,
the foie gras.
You're yelling at the chef. You're sort of being nasty.
Not yelling at the chef. Yelling at the wait staff and the maitre d', right? Because they're my liaison to the
or
chef.
Or otherwise. Talk to Grace. I'm going to turn my microphone off. Let's try to get her involved a little more. It's important that everybody touches the ball for an offense to really... hum on all cylinders.
This is
I mean?
A bizarre choice never, as a guest.
Never need you need to hear about you saying touch the ball.
She doesn't need you to do this. Hi.
Hey Jeff, what's up?
I'm in sort of a transition phase of my
was
life.
That between what?
I'm just moving.
Me too.
Where are you moving? Walsall?
Yeah, I'm moving to a slightly different postcode in Warsaw.
Let's hear it. What is it? Don't say it.
I'll bleep it out. It's fine.
Okay.
Also, it's a block of flats, so you don't know what number.
That's fair. I feel like we should move on to something I wanted to talk to you about today, which was that, you know, I'm kind of like an audit in a way of...
I thought this was coming.
Just of the mixing recently. Like, I feel like
oh,
when we...
Oh, not what I thought was coming. I thought... No, okay.
Oh, of your finances?
No. I thought you were... Like, you wanted to review your performance on the big special episode you did recently.
Oh, the...
podcast.
My performance.
I actually wanted to talk about that, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the Hollywood Handbook episode.
That's
or
right. I truly thought that's
if you even want to call
it
an episode,
were.
It was a debacle, right?
Debacle. I it was
did
the
you hear, Grace
tightest,
heard it first,
tightest
literally
outline
heard it here first.
I ever did.
When you were listening to that episode, Grace, Did it feel historic or sort of...
I was going to try and criticize Grace's mixing.
Infamous, notorious in a nasty way. Did you feel like you were listening to something special?
Did you feel I gave it everything I had?
I truly did. What was difficult... I know how much you wanted this. This is a dream.
Yeah.
This was years in the... This was a vision board.
Sure.
Thing is, I feel like I just don't want to know that you're scared.
You fumbled the bag. You fumbled the bag. You 100% fumbled the bag. Like, is that what you wanted to hear?
I think your mistake was having a mirror there. I understand that might have been like a non-negotiable thing for them to appear on it. But like, I think having a mirror there kind of changed the dynamic from what could have been like,
You think three guests that episode, or would you have replaced me with a different fourth?
Yeah, like could we have gotten like an Erica? Could we have gotten a Rochelle, for that
just
episode?
Just someone to kind of soften it, because it felt like sort of...
Anya would have been good for that, I think.
Anya would have been good, yeah.
See, I'm saying that you need someone that is going to be nice to you.
Yeah.
And this is where I'm struggling to come up with a name, because it's like, who would have been on your side in that situation?
Racking our head.
It's hard, because I really did, Amir, have you seen the clip of Shannon Sharp leaving Undisputed?
Oh, yeah. It was sort of sad talking to Skip and like wiping his eyes.
So it's basically like,
put it together.
All I ask, when you lay your head on that pillow at night.
Yeah. Know that I
just know that I gave it everything I had.
Yeah, left it all on the field.
I gave you everything I had.
Yeah.
That was it. That was like the best outline we're going to get for an episode.
It had the rice. It had the Jeopardy.
It had a rice parody that I thought was pretty good. Scalded rice, cauterized grains seared thus. That's as good as this show gets.
Yeah.
Jeopardy was great. With different guests, it would have been a hit. Instead, it was a shit. Right? Because they sort of institutionally break things down, right?
Yeah.
And in that way, the next time we have them on, which I think we should have them on, I would have loved to have had them on for this Friday's episode.
What's Friday?
It's the Miles episode. I just think it'd be funny to have them on twice in a row.
I see. Oh, yeah. Back to back after that.
Yeah, after such a divisive episode.
Mm-hmm. Although the comments and the views are just through the roof. Like,
some people love it. A lot of people love it. I would say it's 70 love, 30% hate, though. It's really...
Really?
Creating discourse.
100% agnostic, when people are just don't care at all either way. That's what you don't want to be.
Yeah, and we're approaching that territory with this episode, we should say.
I think Grace and I are doing pretty good. Oh my god.
Yeah.
You're gonna let us sit in that.
Yeah.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, we're all less social in the winter, habitually, and I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/whatsthat Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Let's fucking get into shit, man. Like,
deafening.
How are y'all doing? What are the issues of your days? Right? What are you dealing with and how can Uncle Jeffrey fix it for you?
Okay, well, a guy I sort of, not work with, just this guy just blasted Ozzy Osbourne directly into my ear canal.
It's almost like you work against.
Didn't even bring up the fact that he's from Birmingham, which is where I'm near.
You're closer to
There's
Bath,
a tram
but no?
Named, no. What?
What? This is crazy. I sent Grace a New York Times, I was going to say farticle, but it was more of like a, it's one
Pray
of the.
For help?
It was like 36 hours in blank. And this one was 36 hours in Bath, which is where you're from.
It was where I was born.
And nothing from Grace. She was basically like, no response, and then...
Did reply.
But the reply was sort of a nothing burger.
Yeah, it was like, for it. What did
it was like,
want?
Let me know when they do okay. one in Walsall. I'm like, they don't...
Walsall, okay.
They're never
going to
do that, man. I'm sorry.
So let's get into
like,
it now.
What's the best fish and chips in Walsall? Let's put it into 36 hours. What I land directly there. What am I doing for 36 hours?
Do they even have an airport there?
Do they even have one? They have a train station. That's what I was saying.
Yeah, so
you can take a plane and land it on tracks.
They have a bus station.
So
what do you want to talk about with Beth then? What did you want me to say? What in your okay?
Yeah.
We'll do some more of this reversing.
Sorry, my whole leg is asleep.
Where are you? I've never seen this room.
This is my bedroom. It's the same room I do. Whenever I do this remotely, it's always this room.
Oh, so it looks different. I feel like I usually see you in a living room or something with an archway.
Oftentimes we do the living room too, yeah.
Oh, such bony, thin ankles in the background. Oh my God, do those belong to you? Or are you laying on a turkey?
It's sort of like a body pillow.
It looks like a poster
just
of
feet.
Dalsim or something. Just move your head a little bit. It looks like a fucking decal. Oh,
it's a fat head of just my thankles.
A thin head.
Oh God.
Yeah.
My whole leg is asleep and it hurts a lot.
Yeah. It goes from numb to the tingly and then it's just like really painful.
Grace, let's hear about 36 hours in Walsall.
How do you spell that? I can't understand what you're saying.
WALSALL.
Walsall.
This is a first for the show is somebody's whole leg being asleep.
Maybe.
Is it?
What is wrong with you guys?
How would we verify that?
Yeah.
If I went to a restaurant and the chef's leg was asleep, that'd be kind of interesting to me because it doesn't happen every day.
Who fucking cares? Your ankles are so bony in the frame. They're so thin. How are they thinner than actual bones? Like, there still has to be skin around them. And yet, look at that. It looks like it's just a skeleton. Like, you're lying on a skeleton. It's incredible.
Ankles.
How do you ever get around without hurting yourself? You're so top heavy.
I don't. Every day is painful, which is why I have to numb myself with joy. So I arrive in Walsall. Where am I getting a piece of fried cod with crisps? By the way, I learned recently that I respond to cat, you know, calling. Not like by construction workers, but you know how cats, people with cats are like, pss, 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 pss. I can't get enough of that. Like, if you do that to me, I'm going to come over to you.
It must be a genetic thing, right? Like, you can't add meat to those bones, like, through exercise or food.
Yeah. Like, you can do squats, but it doesn't add muscle
look at the
there.
Bone. Like, you can really see the bone shape.
And that, the I think it's more tip. Of a tendon, yeah.
It's so sharp. I mean, Grace, this is alarming, right? Am I overblowing this?
Some people would love this.
Some people would.
We need a pro version. Hollywood Handbook has the pro version. We need a Patreon for this show where we can do paid feet content, paid thankle content.
I mean, people are getting it for free.
And a mailbag.
Right now.
Yeah, no, I'm saying.
You put a nude on Twitter. What would the pro version be?
Grace, did you see my ass?
Your ass reveal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So everybody saw it, if Grace saw it, because she doesn't actually consume any of this content for free. She does it for work. I think we need a Patreon was my point. Maybe see if we could do like a mailbag, you know, people are mailing me letters, anthrax, etc.
Then what is this show?
What do you mean?
What are we doing?
This is the show. This is like the mainstay. This is what people come for and stay for. And then they can't get enough. Sorry, just one second, actually.
I actually did have a question I wanted to ask. Another one. Is that in the room.
Sure.
So it's you, Amir, Hollywood Handbook, mm-hmm. Casey.
Sure.
And
Kevin.
Kevin.
Yeah.
Where do you see yourself in the power ranking? Above or below Kevin?
Well, I learned that Kevin owns a house, so I'm probably below Kevin.
Yeah. Wait, yeah. Dang.
Yeah.
Well, so Kevin owns a house and you're still hourly.
Yeah. And Casey's salaried, actually, so I'm probably below Casey. Ultimately.
Well, you're below Casey anyway.
Right. Because he's, yeah.
Said with love, positivity.
What's your most expensive?
Said with love.
Thing that you own. If it's not a house, like, what do you, is it a watch? Probably. A car?
Probably my car.
Paying it off or fully own?
Fully own.
More expensive than any watch you have?
Yeah. It's a car, so.
Yeah. I don't know. I've seen some of those watches that you're trying to sell. They're like $10,000.
I'm trying to sell one watch for $12,000, but I bought it from an estate sale for $6,000. So
that's pretty good.
Yeah.
That could be more expensive than your car. Because how many miles are on it?
150,000.
Yeah, it's probably not worth 12 grand.
I think it is. It's a Toyota Tacoma. They hold their value. It's probably worth 15.
150K.
That's like a good amount for a car. Like, that's a good asset for me to have.
Well, I mean, let's take out the Kelly Blue Book during the next break and really start to appraise this.
Yeah, let's take out the Kelly Blue Book during this break. A second break for the Kelly Blue Book. Grace, can we get a numbers crunch on a 2003 Toyota Tacoma extra cab?
I thought we were going to do it during the break. We left it came back.
Come back with the information? You don't want to see Grace searching for it?
What, you? I'm not moving my hands.
This is fucked up.
I'm holding the microphone. You want to make me Google? Amir's hands-free. He's been hands-free this whole time. He was hands-free when he insulted you at the beginning of the show, and it's very distressing.
We haven't even touched the 36 hours in your town. We haven't figured out where to get fried tilapia with sides.
I'll tell you this about my town.
Fishy chips? Sorry. Yeah, what were you saying?
Oh,
I don't know.
7,500.
Right.
I was going to say $7,000.
So about half the price of the watch.
But that's just Kelly Blue Book. If you go to our auto trader, you're going to see prices more.
Maybe
than
$15,000. More. Yeah, not double. Not double.
And now I'm on auto trader.
Yeah, you don't have to do this now. What I'm trying to say is sell the watch, I guess.
Yeah, I'm trying. I'm obviously trying. Yeah. It's hard because the also why would I have two cars, right?
It's crazy how noticeable your ankle is in the frame. I can't stop looking at it. It's cool that you're not ashamed of it. Like there are parts of my body I wouldn't want on the internet a little bit, and you're just like leaning. you're almost like framing it.
What are like the
up.
Two ones you wouldn't want?
Yeah.
Well, ankle and what else?
You. Yeah, I would never tell you.
Okay.
Because you would just sort of, I don't know, make a game show of it or something.
We could do that now.
What about a shame show? So it's like a body game show.
It's pretty good.
Do you ever see the movie Shame?
No.
Michael Fassbender, directed by Steve McQueen.
No.
Gets his hog out.
Fassbender's hog.
No, I'm interested.
Happens in the first like 5 minutes as well, so you get the
okay,
gist.
Great. So I don't even have to watch the whole thing to see that thing. What is this?
I used to work in a cinema. I'll just talk. I used to work in a cinema for 2 years. And so there's a very specific like period of time. It's just the films that came out from that time. Okay.
Bond
and one
of
them was
week.
Skyfall.
Really?
One of the episode week. Yeah. It was the highest grossing film in the UK that year.
That's cool. Who's speaking of, who's your Bond of the Week, Chris?
Oof. Bane.
So your Desmond Bond of the Week Bane? Is it?
Pardon?
Desmond Bane?
No.
He's pretty jacked.
I think he could do it, yeah.
He's handsome.
You guys are talking about two different Banes. Amir's talking about Desmond Bane, the NBA player. You're talking about Bane, who's a character from the DC Comics universe, from Batman. So that's too much IP to mix. That'd be like if you went to a restaurant and you were like, can
oh
I get
God,
the surf
obsessed.
And turf and the scallops and chicken? That's too much.
The surf and turf is not scallops and chicken?
I said that's like going to a restaurant, getting the surf and turf and the
what?
Scallops and chicken, which is lobster and I almost said a sandwich, steak.
Yeah.
Best shop.
Wait, but we did just say that he was talking about Desmond
Cod
Bain.
In
so
Walsall.
It was
where is it and where?
A shop to get crisp cod.
Where is it and where?
There's a bunch of them, man. There's a place you can get battered chips. They're really good.
Battered? What's the difference?
One basket of fries got the shit beat out of it.
Bony. A loose chicken wing.
Gony.
Wall. You're a bony gony.
Ablewell Fish Bar.
That's
on
good.
Ablewell
Wait, sorry.
Street.
It's like a bar for ales and pints, but actually for fish and sours.
What's a sour?
It's like a
you
beer
trying to
that
say
tastes
chips?
Sort of tart. I meant to say fries.
Oh, I used to work in a craft ale bar.
A craft ale bar. Everything in England's like slightly different. It's kind of interesting.
Why?
And I'll stand up next to you. I did clip that time.
That's good.
I'm sorry. You just love your country so much.
It's not good. It's just different. That's what I was
saying.
You
think you're going to bleep the information earlier that I didn't want out there? Or was that more of a cut it out situation? Because it didn't really blend into anything after the show.
I'll probably cut it out, I guess. I don't know. Doesn't matter. It'll get out there for sure.
It shouldn't, is what I'm saying.
No, I'm saying I'll cut it out. Yeah, for sure. That's good. And then the information will find its way. Do you think if I called
fucking swings around like a
it's a curveball
rooster? Yeah.
Let me ask you this: do you think if I called TMZ with information about your ass, they would publish it, or do you think you're not famous enough? Yeah.
One time, a paparazzi photographer came up to me at an airport. I'm like, "Do you even know who I am?" Like, not like, "Do you know who I am?" Kind of way.
Yeah.
Like, why are you talking to me? Like, from YouTube videos. He's like, "Yeah, I love your shorts." And like, with like the camera. He's like, "So, like, what are you up to?" I'm like, "I don't know. I'm going to my parents' house." Like, yeah, all right.
Not all right.
I wonder if that was ever on TMZ.
I don't think so.
They just wait at the airport until they recognize somebody. Is what I'm trying to say.
Sure. Which,
and he definitely recognized you.
He must have, yeah, but he was like a 24-year-old paparazzo, and he's like, I'm like, this footage isn't useful to anybody.
But that's the thing, paparazzi are all like, they're just individual people with a camera. They take the footage, they take the picture, and then they try to sell it.
Right, they just dump it on the ground like a fisherman. Like, is any of this worth anything? And then exactly. Like, no.
But right, it's all barnacles.
Interesting, yeah.
That video of you was a barnacle.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, well. I guess it was kind of fun, a fun moment in my life.
Yeah.
Now I know how Bieber feels when he's at a restaurant being rude.
Here's
to the
my take.
Staff.
Here's my take on that. Like Justin Bieber, there's constantly videos of him like getting angry on Rodeo Drive. You are in the heart of paparazzi country, though. Like, if you don't want to be around them, don't live and work in Beverly Hills. That's my thing. There's so many other places in LA to get incredible estates. Go live in Pasadena. I've never seen a paparazzo in Pasadena. And the houses are old, beautiful, and huge, right? You chose to live in Beverly Hills. You chose to do your grocery shopping at Erewhon in Beverly Hills. You're going to get your photo taken. You know what I mean? Or like Malibu. Nobody's ever in Malibu.
A lot of famous people are in Malibu.
No paparazzi.
They're not? I'm sure I can search Lindsay Lohan in Malibu and find a lot.
Then fucking Frogtown, then.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, they'll go wherever the famous people are.
Sure.
But sometimes the famous people call the paparazzi because they want, like, the publicity.
Okay, so we should do that.
Completely pivoted.
Right? Like...
Travis Barker and Kourtney Kardashian are having a baby.
Who?
Who?
Travis Barker and Kourtney Kardashian.
Oh, yeah, I saw that on Twitter.
I didn't know that.
It's kind of a power couple.
Kind of an old couple.
Nice.
No, I'll think that was mean.
I'm also actually 40. Do you think I look 40? You could be honest with me.
No, but I'm bad at... I wouldn't say that you and Jeff are that far off in age.
Sorry, one second. I can't hear Grace.
I wouldn't personally have said that you and Jeff were that far apart in age.
Right. Like, he looks like in his late 20s and I look in like in my mid-30s. But it's actually like 25 and 40.
Yeah, you could be his dad.
Wait, were you guys hearing that?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I was trying to talk over it.
Oh, sorry. I was just trying to listen to some music. Only on my end.
Did you ever hear the Tom Jones cover of that?
There's a Tom Jones cover of that?
Burning Down the House?
Like Tom Jones, like it's not unusual to be loved by anyone?
Yeah.
Yeah,
This is the version I'm familiar with.
He is enunciating way too much. Do you guys think Tom Jones is good
in bed? Just fucking say it, man. Just ask the question. Like,
Jeff, I'm
there's
listening.
This log jam of like fucking half-baked ideas in your head, and none of them are making it through to your mouth.
Jeff, please don't get disheartened. I want to know what you're talking about.
Ask.
This is the first thing I'm interested in. All that Beverly Hills and Erewhon conversation. It's like, now we're talking about Tom Jones. This is the real shit. Let's go. What do you want to say?
At Jeffrey James on Instagram. Oh, at Jeff Boyardi on Twitter.
Oh,
you guys plug your shit. I'm gone. I'm ghost. I'm sorry.
Unbelievable. You know he's just doing this to make me look bad. Now I'm the asshole, right? Because I ended the show. He's ending the show. I wanted to know the question too.
We could just carry on. What's good in it?
Good. So I'm at OK Bloomer on TikTok. I hear they sort of rejiggered their algorithm now, like people are getting paid more, but you got to make 1 minute long videos. But the CPMs are through the roof, so you got to watch us on there. Instagram, still in the process of trying to unload that name, but it's still mine, which is at Amir.
What do you think will sell first, your Instagram handle or Jeff's $12,000 watch?
Oh, that's a really good question. I don't know. They're kind of both valued the same right now. It's whichever one wants to pull that trigger faster. I think the watch will go faster because selling an Instagram handle is kind of clunky. I'd have to just literally give him the password or whoever wants to buy it, probably an Amir. And then he would just, all my followers would be following him, which is kind of confusing. You buy a watch, you buy a watch. That's just your watch. It's a pretty clean transaction.
It's not the best.
What's that? Oh, yeah.
That was a HeadGum original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news. We're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Nili Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening. We'll see you at the show or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will.
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live and we'll see you there.
All right. Bye.